and smote in the camp of Assyria 185,000 people. We're on Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, about 10 lines down at the moment. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami. Okay, so now we have the words of Sancheriv. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa was trying to understand. So there's a contradiction. It says, Meroim Kitzoy. In one place he says, I'm going to conquer. So he was very haughty, and he said, I'm going to conquer whatever, Sancheriv. What am I going to conquer? I'm going to conquer Meroim Kitzoy. Which means, if you translate it literally, means the highest ends. Uksiv maloin kitzoy. But then the other word, another place, he uses the word maloin kitzoy. So it seems to be the same thing, but in two places he uses two different words. So what does that mean? Zomar oise rosha. So he said, betchila achriv dira shomata. So it meant Hashem's dwelling place. So he said, first I'm going to destroy his dwelling place on earth. And when he said, so Maloin Kitzoy is the Dirish Omaila, because Maloin is like a hotel, but it's the place where you live. So Maloin Kitzoy is higher, is the Dirish Omaila. So that's what he was after. It might do that, but the pasuk in Yirmiyah says that Meroim Merishon is Mekem Mikdashenu. So the Meroim refers to the Beis Hamikdash, and then Meloin Kitzoy, he says, is a Beis Meloina where Hashem Himself lives in His own home ground, which is up there. That's how Rashi learns. Yeah. Amri Yeshua ben Levi, my dechsev, ato now, hebalda Hashem alisa lamakim bazel ashchisoy. Did I do this without Hashem? Yeah, it's like a question. What do you want from me? I didn't do this without Hashem. I didn't do this whole destruction of my own bat. Hashem amar elai. Hashem said to me, alei ala oretz azoyis v'ashchisa. Go up to this land and destroy it. Is my he? So what's this all about? The shama the navi the ka'amar, the navi said, Yeshayahu, you heard Yeshayahu say, "Yan that he should destroy it." Yan ki moasa amazeh esmeya shiloyach ahochim laat. That this people, that means the Yidden, they despise the meya shiloyach, which goes slowly. If you've been to meya shiloyach, the little stream outside Yerushalayim there, yeah, you haven't been there. Well, you can go next week. You have to go. It's in the middle of Silwan. It's a beautiful place to visit. If you go on a tour of the Ir David outside, you know what I'm talking about, where Ir David is? If you do even the tour of Ir David, they take you down to the bottom and you end up in Meshlach. You can go through, just bring your thongs because you go through the water. It's very, very nice, especially on a hot day. Anyway, so they go, so they despise a Meshlach, which goes slowly. When they chose to be a king, the people of Ratzin, the king of Aram, and Pekach ben Ramayahu, instead of choosing the proper kings, they chose these people. Without the translation, a targum of this pasuk, I wouldn't know what he's talking about. Now you'll see that the translation's even harder to understand than the pasuk itself. Because this nation despised the kingdom of Beis David, Demad Balhun Benayich, who spoke to them gently, Kamei Shiloicha, like the waters of the Meshiloyach, the Nogdin Benayich that flow gently, Veisraiu, and they preferred Rotzin and Bar Yirmiyahu, and they preferred these evil kings. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsev, me eres Hashem beBeis Rasha, beNava Tzadikim Yevoirach. The curse of Hashem is in the house of a wicked man, but the habitat of a tzaddik is blessed. Me'eris Hashem beBeis Rasha, zeh Pekach ben Ramayahu, she was a Rasha, she'yoichel mem saw geizlus b'kinuach suda, that he ate so much and he was never satisfied. He ate 40 saw of birds for dessert and it wasn't enough for him. The Nava Tzadikim Yevoirach, the habitat of a tzaddik is blessed. Zechizkiah Melech Yehuda, she'yoichel litra yarab b'suda, all he had was one little bit of vegetables. He had a salad for lunch, and he was happy with that. So therefore now Hashem is going to bring up against them the strong waters of the river, the Harabim, the strong and many waters. Who is he going to bring up against him? It's Melechashu, the king of Assyria. That it goes through Yehuda, drowning and going up to the neck. Okay, so all of that was that Sanherib had instructions to go and destroy. Is a my time? So why was he punished? He was following the instructions of the prophet to go and destroy. Answer the Gemara: Novi Asara Shvatim Isnabi. This prophecy was referring to the ten tribes of Israel. And Ehu Yoav died to Kuli Yerushalayim. He decided out of his own bat to destroy Yerushalayim. So that was his own thing, and therefore he was punished. Bon Novi Viamale said Novi came and told him. That what does that mean? Muaf comes from the word tired. What's the explanation? Some a nation who was tired from learning Torah, because they spent so much time learning Torah that they're exhausted. So that was Chizkiyahu and his crowd. They will not be put in the hands of someone who is giving trouble to them, and therefore you're not going to be successful. My case, a rishon hekel artzas vulan artzan avtali v'achren hichbi derech hayam over hayarden galil hagoyim. So that's the whole pasuk said is different this time. Yeah, there was the aseres hashvatim, and then there was his attempt to get the last two, which didn't work out so well for him. Loika rishonim, because the last two tribes were not like the first ten. Shehekelu me'aleya mol Torah, who lightened from themselves the burden of Torah. They threw off the yoke of Torah. Avol achronim, this is Chizkiyahu's people, shehekbidu aleya mol Torah, they put on themselves the yoke of Torah. V'ru'yin halalu la'asais lahem ney, so therefore they were fitting that it should be a miracle happen to them. Ke'ovri hayom, like the Jews who went through the sea, the Chedorcha Yarden, and later on when they crossed the Yarden, also the Yarden split for them when they came into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, this is a different story. You don't have a right to go and start up with them. If Sancherev would have backed off at that point, it would have been good. And if not, says the prophet, I'm going to turn him into a Galil Bagoyim, which can mean a pile of, it means a Cherpa, a shame amongst the Goyim, or it can mean Lashon Glolim, like a pile of poo. Then Achri Advarim Vehemesayla. So after these true words, Boston Cherev Malachasher Vayove Yehuda. He came to Yehuda. Vayichen Ala Orim Abitzuris, and he camped against the strong cities. Vayem Alavakim. He wanted to crack through the cities. So the question was, High Reishna Vahai, the High Parshishana. It doesn't seem right. So Advarim Vehemesayla is Chizkiyahu. So it sounds like the pasuk is saying that after Chizkiyahu was such a good guy, therefore Sancherev came to siege him. So what sort of a thing is that? If he was a good guy, Sancherev shouldn't have come to siege him. So he means Achri Advarim Ve'Emes. To skip the brackets, Amar Avino La'Achre Shekafetz Hakadosh Baruch Hu V'Nishpa. After the Yebishter swore, Va'Amar, and he said, Im Amin Alel Chizkiyahu Ma'isin Alel Sancherev Masarna Lebiyotche. If I would tell Chizkiyahu that I'm going to bring Sancherev to you, and you'll be able to conquer him, is Hashta Omar, he will say to me, Lo have a Ba'ina, I don't need him, V'lei B'yasusi. Ba'ina, I don't need him, I don't need the fear that he's going to cause. What do I need it for altogether? Stay, keep him away from me. May the Lord bless and keep Sancherev far away from us. So the Ebishter swore to himself that he's going to bring him, so Chizkiyahu shouldn't be able to convince him otherwise. As I planned, that's what I did. As I advised, that's what's going to happen. Lishper Ashur Ba'arti, to smash Ashur in my land. And on my mountains, I will avusenu, which we'll explain in a minute. V'sarmei leam ulay, and his yoke will go away from them. V'sivlem al shichmai, and his burden will be taken off their shoulder. Is what's the expression? Mal shichmai yosur. Am Rabbi Yechanan, what's this expression of avus avusenu? Rabbi Yechanan says, Am Rakhadosh Baruch Hu yavis sancherev v'siyatoi v'yatsa avus l'chizkiyahu v'siyatoi. The bones of Sancherev and his people will be fed in avus, a trough where you feed animals, will be put into the trough to feed the animals of Chizkiyahu and his people. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to stop here because the time's up. And we